They have completed the coin toss out at midfield, as we now have under 1 minute remaining before the kickoff of this Missouri Class 3 District 8 ball game. And I believe was Maryville the ones who were going to receive this kickoff, Butch?
No, Chillicothe is going to receive. They won the toss and elected to receive.
Okay.
So Chillicothe is going to defend the north goal. Maryville will defend the south goal, and Maryville will be kicking off. There is virtually no wind. Quite a bit of wind this afternoon.
Yeah, it was.
The wind is, at least up here, it's gone. So the wind is always can be a huge factor in a football game. But tonight, the American flag down there just south of the scoreboard is just motionless practically.
47 degrees at game time, just a clear night for football. Cold night, though, on this Halloween night. Back deep for the Hornets will be Aaron Baker to the right of D.L. Midget, who's in the center, and to the left it will be Ty Figg. In front of D.L., about 10 yards, D.L.'s at the goal line. In front of him is Matt Schaefer. He's going to take it at the 15. They're going to do some razzle-dazzle here and give it off to Midget, who gets it out across the Hornet 30-yard line. Chillicothe will start first and 10 at their own, it looks like, 30. Well, they're going to mark it right at the 30 is where he went out of bounds. First and 10 for the Hornet offense at their own 30 as they will move left to right on your radio dial.
We haven't seen that
all season
on the kickoff. We used to do that quite a bit, but helped a little bit. I think we picked up about maybe an extra 10 yards or so there. Here we go.
Midget, Plummer, and Baker in the backfield. Strong line to the left. Hand off to Midget, or to Plummer, that is. He moves the pile forward up to about the 35-yard line. A gain of five there by Plummer and the Hornets. Plummer had a career night as he was tackled there by Kasich. Plummer had a career game against Richmond last week. 31 carries, 175 yards, and three rushing touchdowns. He now has over 500 yards rushing on the season. Three backs in the backfield. Baker's in motion to the left out of the backfield. Hand off to Plummer again. Plummer gets hit at the knees as he falls forward for a gain of 2 to 3 yards. Looks like they're going to give him a friendly mark. No, they're going to put it right at the 50 or at the 38-yard line. Third and one for the Hornets.
That really was a friendly mark. I thought he would stop further back. It's going to bring up a third down and two. Big third down here.
Trevor Zimmerman on the tackle.
The big third down with 10:50 to go in the first quarter. Of course, no scores. The first possession for the Hornets.
9 seconds on the play clock as the Hornets come up. Triple I formation to the backfield. The deep back is Midget. Midget gets the call. Midget gets the first down and stumbles and rumbles up to the 44-yard line of Chillicothe for a Hornet first down. That carry, Butch, puts D.L. Midget over 2,000 yards rushing in his Hornet career. Tackle made by Zimmerman again.
Congratulations, D.L. That's an accomplishment.
That run by Midget comes with 10:35 remaining first quarter. Chillicothe's taking the opening kickoff. Gained one first down and got it out right now. First and 10 at their own 45. Handoff goes to Midget again. Goes around the right side. This time he's stopped at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Brody McMahon on the tackle along with Trey Oglesby. 0-0 the scores. We're down to 10 minutes remaining first quarter. Chillicothe has picked up one first down. They're averaging 14 first downs per game this season.
Yeah, they broke a record for first downs last week. I had no idea that record was an old one.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes back before I played football. So that makes it really old.
That was before helmets.
That's four helmets.
Second down and 10. Baker flanked tight to the right. Back to pass goes Snyder. Throws it over the middle to Baker. It's caught at the Maryville 30s at the 25 to 20. Brought down at the 19-yard line of Maryville. And the Spoofhounds are on their heels right at the moment against this Chillicothe offense. First down by the Hornets with 9:36 remaining in the first. Aaron Baker, the leading receiver on this team. He has over 200 yards in receiving, and that was his 15th catch of the season. He has one touchdown reception. Here's a handoff to Baker following Chance Holzer around the left side. Baker's able to get a couple of yards down to about the 17-yard line. Tackle made by Dakota Beamer of the Maryville Spoofhounds. Well, right now, Butch, this Hornet team, we said they needed to be focused throughout the game. They are focused.
Keep control of the football and keep that Maryville offense off the field. That's the key. That's what they did last week against Richmond. They need to do that here tonight.
Chillicothe breaks huddle with 10 seconds on the play clock. Triple I formation in the backfield of Plummer, Baker, and Midget. Here's the snap. Pitch back to Midget. Midget crosses the 15-yard line, gets down to about the 11-yard line. 0-0 the score here with 8:30 remaining in the first. Chillicothe's taking the opening kickoff down to the Hornet 11 on this drive. Cade Allenbrand on the tackle.
Midget kind of got bounced around like a pinball. A pinball machine that time. Did a nice job of picking up some yardage, and we got third down and two. The ball at the 11-yard line of Maryville.
Three backs in the backfield, Baker, Plummer, and Midget. Cade trying to draw him off sides, almost did, but he is not successful. Plummer gets it, gets the first down as the leg drive gets him down to the 6-yard line with 7:50 remaining in the first. Jonathan Snook was in on the tackle. This timeout reminds us that Chillicothe Hornets football games are also being broadcast on the World Wide Web, courtesy of Green Hills Technologies in Breckenridge. Just go to our website at kchi.com and click on the link. First and goal for the Hornets. Handoff goes to Plummer. Plummer is untouched as he crosses the line. Did he get in? Touchdown, Hornets! Touchdown by Luke Plummer with 7:34 remaining in the first, and it's Chillicothe drawing Spoofhound blood.
That may be the first time that Maryville's been behind all season.
Butch, I'll tell you what, I hesitated on the call there because he went untouched. There was a gaping hole around the left side. Here's the extra point. It's short and no good. No good on the extra point attempt. But with 7:34 remaining in the first quarter, it's Chillicothe 6, Maryville 0. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We're coming to you live from Maryville, Missouri. Butch Schaefer and I. 7:34 remains first quarter. Chillicothe leads at 6-0. Sewell kicks off. It's returned at the 28-yard line. The receiver of that kickoff gets it out to the 37-yard line for Maryville. Tackle was made by Kyle Ross of the Hornets. Chillicothe from 6 yards out. Luke Plummer goes in untouched, but I was saying, Butch, I hesitated because the referees weren't putting their hands up to signal touchdown yet.
The Chillicothe team was showing touchdown, but it's got to come from the officials.
Oglesby goes under center, double wing formation. The lone setback is McMahon. Oglesby, he's going to hand off to the running back number 3. That is Peyton Dawson, and he gets it up to the 38-yard line of Maryville. Tackle made by Corbin Valdez along with Kyle Ross.
Gain of about 2 on that play. The ball's at the 39-yard line of Maryville.